Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Laura Pettigrew. Doctors have sounded the alarm over concerns regional Queenslanders are missing out on necessary and important surgeries. AMA Queensland President Dr. Maria Bolton says they are convening a roundtable to examine growing elective surgery wait lists in areas outside southeast Queensland.
In some of these hospital areas, people can be waiting for a long, long time for example, a Category 3 surgery. And in some areas, only 23% of people are actually accessing that surgery in the clinically recommended time.
In a letter to the AMAQ, the state's chief medical officer admitted they are aware of the issues, but said real progress is being made to address concerns raised. Heavy falls are possible with thunderstorms about in the Darling Downs, Maranoa and Warrego regions today. It's why a flood watch is current for parts of southern inland and southwest catchments. Meantime, the Weather Bureau has now cancelled a warning to Darling Downs and Granite Belt sheep graziers, with the deluge no longer posing a risk to lambs and sheep. The Mining and Energy Union claims the Commodore coal mine will change hands from Boomer to Esper Group in September. They say the 140 employees at the mine are their priority, with possible redundancies. We have contacted both Boomer and EPSA Group and will provide updates as they come to hand. Meantime, the Queensland Premier says the coal industry will be a major player in the state's economy for decades, despite his promise on renewables. And the Darling Downs has the cheapest petrol deals in the state. RACQ says a fair price in Warwick today is $1.931. The group's Dr. Ian Jeffries says that's high because of global factors and not greed.
Look, $1.90 is unfortunately the new norm in regional Queensland.